This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, my dear brothers and sisters. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with the best in this world and the next. In this video, we're going to be looking at the main themes of the Quran. So let's go check it out.
أَلَمْ يَأْنِنِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ.
بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about many topics in the Quran, and these topics fall into themes that we come across in the Quran. Sheikh Abdullah al-Shanqiti, he says there are seven main themes in the Quran, and that every ayah falls into either one or multiple of these themes. So what are these themes? Firstly, Tawheed, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we could say that almost the entire Quran is establishing the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He is the true Lord and the only one who deserves worship. Worship is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. Nobody else except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And many verses talk about the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, such as
Alif Lam Mim. Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum.
Alif Lam Mim. Allah, there is no one worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He is Al-Hayy, the ever-living, the one who has the perfect qualities, and He has no deficiencies. He's Al-Qayyum, the one who takes care of everything. Everything in existence needs Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not need anyone else. Allah also tells us in the Quran,
الله الذي جعل لكم الليل لتسكنوا فيه والنهار مبصرا إن الله لذو فضل على الناس ولكن أكثر الناس لا يشكرون ذلكم الله ربكم خالق كل شيء لا إله إلا هو فَأَنَّا تُؤْفَكُونَ.
It is Allah who made for you the night that you may rest therein, and the day giving sight. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is full of bounty to the people, but most of the people are not grateful. That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your Lord, creator of all things. There is no one worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So how are you deluded? And the second theme of the Quran is establishing the prophethood of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to convey to us the message of Islam. And there is no way to know about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala except through His messengers. They are the ones who inform us about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He tells us in the Quran,
يا أيها الناس قد جاءكم الرسول بالحق من ربكم فآمنوا خيرا لكم وإن تكفروا فإن لله ما في السماوات والأرض وكان الله عليما حكيما.
الله سبحانه وتعالى is telling us that, O people, a messenger has come with the truth from your Lord. So believe in it, that is better for you. And if you reject the message, then indeed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala belongs everything that's in the heavens and the earth. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is alim, His knowledge encompasses everything. And He is hakim, that everything He does is with wisdom. His wisdom is perfect. The third theme of the Quran is Mi'ad, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the appointed time. and the events that are going to happen leading up to that time and what happens during that time. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us these things as if it already happened, because His knowledge encompasses everything. He tells us in the ayah,
يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ اتَّقُوا رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّ زَلْزَلَةَ السَّاعَةِ شَيْءٌ عَظِيمٌ يوم ترونها تذهل كل مرضعة عما أرضعت وتضع كل ذات حمل حملها وترى الناس سكارى وما هم بسكارى ولكن عذاب الله شديد.
Allah tells us, O mankind, fear your Lord. Be conscious of your Lord, because the convulsion, the shaking of the hour is indeed severe. On that day you will see nursing mothers distracted from their children, and every pregnant woman will give up their pregnancy, and people will be acting drunk, but they're not drunk. But the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is severe. Allah tells us the events that are going to take place on Yawmul Qiyamah, on the day of resurrection, so that we can pay heed. We can learn a lesson and we can start preparing for that, because that is inevitable that it's going to happen. This life is temporary and that life is permanent. So we need to wake up and start planning for what is permanent and utilize what is temporary to get to that which is permanent. The fourth theme of the Quran is ahkam, rulings. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about rulings of certain things, such as salah, zakah, siyam, and the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam further clarifies these matters. The fifth theme of the Quran is the promises that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made, such as
مَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا مِّن ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنثَى وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ فَلَنُحْيِيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبَةً وَلَنَجْزِيَنَّهُمْ أَجْرَهُمْ بِأَحْسَنِ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is promising us in this ayah that whoever does good deeds, whether male or female, while being a believer, فَلَنُحْيِيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses 2 points of emphasis in this ayah, meaning He guarantees the one who does righteous deeds while being a believer that He will bless them with a beautiful life, with contentment, to be able to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala easily, to love it with a good life in every aspect. And on Yawm al-Qiyamah He will reward them based on the best that they used to do. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, He talks about many promises, the description of Jannah and what the people of Jannah are going to be doing, and the promise even to those who reject faith, what will be their condition, to motivate us, to entice us to strive towards that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared for us. The sixth theme of the Quran is the admonitions and the punishments that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared for those who do not believe and those who reject faith. Allah tells us in the Quran,
يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا قُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَهْلِيكُمْ نَارًا وَقُودُهَا النَّاسُ وَالْحِجَارَةُ عَلَيْهَا مَلَائِكَةٌ غِلَاظٌ شِدَادٌ لَا يَعْصُونَ اللَّهَ مَا أَمَرَهُمْ وَيَفْعَلُونَ مَا يُؤْمَرُونَ.
Allah is addressing the believers, O you who believe, protect yourselves and your family from the hellfire. The fuel of this fire is humans and stones. Guarding it are angels. Not just any angels, harsh and severe angels who do not disobey the command of their Lord, and they do exactly what they're commanded to do. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us to take precaution from the hellfire, to adhere to His commandments. How do we protect ourselves from the hellfire? Is we do that which He commanded and we abstain from that which He forbade. And the seventh theme of the Quran are stories. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the stories of the people of the past, the prophets, and other nations, so that we can learn lessons and we can stay away from that which destroyed them. Allah tells us in the Quran,
نحن نقص عليك أحسن القصص بما أوحينا إليك هذا القرآن وإن كنت من قبله لمن الغافلين.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us that we have revealed to you in this Quran the best of stories. He's telling the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam that we reveal to you in this Quran the best of stories, those which you were unaware of before. So these are the seven main themes that come in the Quran. And to quickly recap them, number one, Tawheed, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number two, establishing the prophethood of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Number three, Mi'ad, talking about the appointed time, the day of judgment. Number four, rulings. Number five, the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number six, the punishments. And number seven, stories. Today's exercise is fairly simple. Number one is to pay attention to the ayat, to the verses that we recite, and to see which theme they fall under. Number two, Hassan al-Basri said that whoever would like to know what he is or where they stand, then let them present themselves in front of the Quran, meaning let them look at the verses of the Quran to see which verses they fall under. Which category do we fall under when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the different type of people and their attributes? Even though today's exercise is fairly simple, but it is very important to do them, because when we implement, we see results. And this is what Isn't It Time is. It's about practical implementation about the Quran, to develop ourselves through the principles of the Quran and the Sunnah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the best in this world and the next, and may He make us amongst Ahlul Quran. Until next time, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
إن الله لا يغير ما بقوم حتى يغيروا ما بأنفسهم